Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the caller line. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Cody.
And apparently, millennials moved back to their teenage bedrooms during the pandemic. I don't know if that's true.
I thought millennials were moving back way before this pandemic hit us. I think it's just been, it's been the norm for the past decade or so. And now we, when we say millennials, we mean 30-year-olds.
We clearly don't mean me. I'm a millennial, but I haven't moved back home. In fact, I would rather be homeless than move back home. But according to FoxNews.com, for millions of young Americans, the pandemic has been a time machine back to the early aughts. By July 2020, 52% of 18 to 29-year-olds were residing with a parent.
That sounds about right.
No, that sounds horrifying, dude.
It is. Well, I mean, we consider the price of rent, the price of homes, especially right now. I mean, you can't buy anything. You can't even build these days. Have you seen the price of lumber? You were just joking about supposedly today a Florida man.
Yeah.
Found some cocaine. Yeah. How much worth?
$1.5 million.
I saw a silly meme today, and it was Mexican cartels are smuggling in lumber, hiding it in cocaine. because it's so valuable. But yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, there's a lot of work being done at my house. So the lumber shortage and the increase in lumber, the decrease in the lumber supply has definitely affected me.
Mm-hmm.
But 52% of people who are adults living with their parents.
And it's just it's the way they were raised. So not only is it more difficult to survive out there on your own, but they're basically, you have these helicopter parents who have basically made life so easy on them, watching over them, making sure everyone gets a trophy. This only makes sense to me. I am not surprised by this at all. I would be... I think that that's only going to go up. The next generation, the Zoomers, the iGen or whatever they're called, the Alphas, because I guess it's going to start over, right? I have little doubt that this is going to change and they're going to somehow rescue themselves. This is going to be we are in for some rough times.
For anyone curious, we have not been broadcasting out on national radio for the last few minutes. I assume that was TMN attempting to contact me.
Mm-hmm.
The Comrex here has been left connected for like the last 2 weeks because it really doesn't affect anything. But apparently someone disconnected it. So I just reconnected it. And I mean, normally we call them before the show to make sure all the tech issues are worked out. But I was tied up working out other tech issues prior to the
show. But now we're up and running?
Yeah, I'm going to have to call them during the break, though. They may have already switched over to a refeed or something like that, so
gotcha.
There may not be any point in us staying. But anyway, so 52% of millennials moving back home with their parents. 300,000 millennials left New York City. Well, good for them. Many of those people found themselves living in time capsules. I love how Fox News paints this article about adults moving back in with their parents as a positive thing. Lovingly preserved childhood bedrooms, plastered in posters and magazine cutouts of boy bands and James Cameron blockbusters, and tricked with decor from the MySpace era.
Well, now, yeah, this is coming from a conservative outlet.
Yes.
Who are all about family, being close-knit, closely bonded together and whatnot. Throwing yourself out of the nest as it is and going off and living on your own is really an American thing. Because in other countries, they got whole generations all stacked together like wood in these little homes. Grandparents sons and daughters, their kids, all living together. And this is really an American thing. So, I mean, you know, when it comes to the globalists, the Build Back Better types, this is probably what they want. They want you not owning anything. They want everyone together in their own little, and they're stacked like cordwood in their homes, easily managed. This is like they do in other countries, like China, because we need to be like China.
So Jess Cohen, 39, was one of them, 39-year-old woman living with her parents. Although, I've heard worse. I mean, my father's like 56, 57 years old, and he lives with his mom. This woman, Jess Cohen, left her Manhattan apartment during the pandemic to move back in with her family in Fresh Meadows, Queens. Her modest bedroom hadn't changed since high school 2 decades ago. And that also is weird to me. The parents leaving these bedrooms, like, just untouched, like permanent time capsules.
The fact that they just have a room that just is not needed, just collecting dust for 2 decades, that's kind of sad as well.
Yeah, I would find something with which to do with that room. A Titanic poster.
At least put an exercise bike. That's where you hide the exercise bike.
Yeah.
Or your music studio, Dad.
Sure. A Titanic poster, a Barbie-sized Kate Winslet doll, the sign-in board from her Sweet 16, stuffed animals and glass knickknacks from a school formal, knickknacks, were just as she had left them for 20 years.
Yes.
The girlish pink walls were the cherry on top of what feels like a, quote, blossom meets Clarissa explains it all retrospective. I can't imagine any of this, man. I have seen the bedroom that I grew up in my grandmother's house, and it's nothing like this. It's not perfectly preserved. She took it and she turned it into a space that would be what she wanted it to be.
Right.
This idea of leaving a room just untouched for Duke Kessie. Not
least,
even taking down the posters.
At least rent it out or, you know, use it for storage. Do something with it. But, yeah, the fact that it's just sitting there not being used and it's untouched. It sounds to me that these are the boomers. The boomers, they bought houses when they were cheap. They've already retired on their Social Security that they're actually able to collect. I know we're not getting any of that.
No, we are certainly not.
The way that it's going. What a spoiled generation. I mean,
they really are, man.
I mean, and we're always complaining about the iGen, the Zoomers, and how weak and troubled they are, and how many with the mental disorders. I have an article covering that 50% of liberal white girls have a mental disorder. 50%. But I mean,
they think they have a mental disorder, right? But a lot of these are self-diagnosed.
They have reported that they think they have a mental disorder, or that a doctor told them that they did.
I mean, a lot of people just want to feel special, and they feel like having
absolutely.
They feel like declaring themselves to be on the spectrum or having an anxiety disorder or PTSD because their parents had an argument one day at the dinner table somehow makes them special.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen people make these arguments. But if you go to someone's Twitter profile and they happen to be LGBTQ, it's alarming how their bio it's just filled with mental health diagnostics. It's like you're not doing the LGBT community any favors, whether you're diagnosed or not, by broadcasting your mental illnesses for all the world to see right beside where it says you're LGBT.
We've talked about this. It's victim society. Mentality where no one wants to be the oppressor. No one wants to be the top alpha. Everyone's got to be because they have been perceived as the bad guy. No one wants to be the oppressor. Everyone has to claim some kind of victimhood, some kind of mental disorder, or some kind of are their parents were mean to them or whatever, so that they could be perceived as not the oppressor. I guess this is where I'm trying to take that.
It's very weird to me how they seem to always want someone's pity, right? They don't want to earn anyone's respect. They want to demand their pity, and those two things are mutually exclusive. You can have someone's pity, or you can have their respect. Someone who respects you can't really pity you, and someone who pities you can't really respect you. I would prefer to have people's respect, but all of these people that you're talking about, the 50% of leftist Zoomers who claim to have mental illnesses, they just want sympathy. They just want pity, and they want to use that pity or that sympathy as a justification for oppressing others.
It's being bullies.
Yes.
That they complain about all the time. I'm being bullied on Facebook. Ah! And then what do they want? They turn right around and they create their own little cult where they pick on the people who they think are the Nazis, the fascists out there.
What are your thoughts on all of this? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6060. With you in the studio tonight is Aria and Conan. And things are still a little bit shaky here at the Free Talk Live studio, and that's because Ian Freeman is it here? And he normally manages the show and does all of the overhead and stuff like that. And I found myself having to do it in the last few weeks. Like, there's a weird little issue, a weird hissing, buzzing sound in the phone lines.
Hmm.
I thought I knew what was causing it. I evidently don't. Ian's bail hearing, my attorney says, is going to be May the 3rd. We're hoping
good.
He is successful and
yes.
will be released then. But all of this is happening because we were all raided. Myself, Ian, Nobody, Renee, and Eddie Spinella, and the 60-year-old grandmother, Colleen Fordham. You can check out The Crypto 6 to find out more about it. There are multiple ways you can download to donate to the Legal Defense Fund because the charges aren't a joke, and it's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect us from further aggression from the state. TheCrypto6.com is where to go to learn more about what's happening and how to donate. TheCrypto6.com. Other weird things are going on here in the studio. Last week, we received a webcam. No explanation. I just remarked about needing a webcam, and the captain goes, well, we got one of those just arrived, didn't it? And I turned around, and sure enough, Bonnie has me a webcam that just arrived. And evidently, another one has arrived, as well as a webcam stand. And none of us know who is buying these things.
I wonder if it's one of our listeners who is presenting us with webcams because they want to see us more.
There are like six webcams in the studio right now. We have so many webcams that VMix can't run them all. That's where we're at right now. So I'm going to be in the process of the next few days retiring the 720p ones and replacing them with only the 1080p ones. So
that'd be nice.
Yeah, in the next few days, slightly better quality, but still, it's so confusing. Where the hell are these things coming from?
Well, I didn't order them, but maybe someone will find out.
I texted Bonnie to ask.
The FTL gnomes that they've been riled up, that the feds left us the gnomes, and here they are.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I texted Bonnie to ask if she knew, and she said, well, it could be this or that. Wait, is there a second one? Yes, a second one seems to have arrived today, and it's sitting on the desk behind me, and no one knows how it got there or who put it there. It's so bizarre, man. So I don't even know what to say about that. Trying to trace down who bought the studio an additional webcam is... it's a low priority on the list of things that I need to be doing,
mm-hmm.
but it's so bizarre to me that someone is ordering webcams and leaving them here without explanation that it's a higher priority than it should be. So we're talking about the generational wars here, essentially, which I'm surprised that Fox News, a largely boomer website, is painting millennials moving back home as sort of this positive thing. To me, that's your failure as a parent if your 39-year-old, who is a public school teacher, evidently, has to move back home.
Like I said, these are conservative values. They want the family all living on the same block or in the same house.
Even at the age of 39?
Unless they're trying to push it, and maybe this is some crazy agenda, maybe, like I said, like I brought up the globalists. This is they want you all under, in one location, one cell, the whole family, so you can be easily tracked, easily, worked.
It says, except for some nicer bamboo bedding that she brought with her, Cohen hasn't updated her childhood bedroom at all. So this is a 39-year-old school teacher.
What is bamboo bedding?
It sounds super uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Is that like Japanese where they just unroll their bamboo, the same thing they make their sushi with, and just roll it out on the floor?
Do the Japanese... this is bedding, though.
Huh.
I don't know. She says, once I have to return to my job in person, I am definitely going back to my apartment. So updates didn't really seem worth the effort. Plus, the nostalgia is nice. Reminds me of a simpler time. Wow, but adulting in one's childhood bedroom is more of a mixed bag for most, and it's spurring creative renovations. It's bizarre to me to see Fox News describing being an adult as adulting.
Adulting?
Yeah.
That's one of the newer memes.
I know, but it's weird to come from Fox News, man. My parents begged us in a lighthearted but truly guilt-trip parenting sort of way. The experience was nostalgic, chaotic, overwhelming, rewarding, and fun. This is because Deanna Kugler-Gallucci, a PR pro, and her husband, a radio producer, gave birth to their pandemic baby last July, and her parents urged them to move back into her childhood bedroom.
Hmm.
A 31-year-old and a 32-year-old, both of whom seem to be successful radio producer, PR pro, living in her childhood bedroom.
100% bamboo bedding. It's made out of bamboo fiber or something, the sheets.
Okay. That sounds unnecessary.
It sounds rough.
It does not sound very comfortable, no. I'll take my silk sheets, thanks. There were glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling, a poster from Rome, precious moments, statues, I have no idea what those are, including one which holds... Why are they spending so much time describing this?
It's all about the nostalgia. It's all taking you back to that place 20 years ago when you were snug as a bug in your parents' home.
And incapable of paying one's own way in the world.
Looking up
right?
at the stars on the ceiling, which are in your bamboo sheets.
It's strange to me as well to think about someone who was 18 or 19 moving out of their parents' bedroom but still having glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling. I had those as well. When I was in, like, the third grade,
mm-hmm.
by the time I got to the seventh grade, I took those things down. I would have had a Titanic poster when I was in the third or fourth grade, but by the time I was in the seventh or eighth grade, I would have taken it down and replaced it with something else. So, I don't know, maybe I'm just not like most people. To me, the idea of moving back home would be just horrifically terrible.
That's one thing that I... can't figure out about people, especially moving here to New Hampshire. There are a lot of, first of all, half of the homes in Keene are being rented out. There's like 800 homes and at least 400 of them are being rented. So that's kind of sad. But you have these arrangements where you have three or four, sometimes even five people all living in a single family home.
Sure. Like renting bedrooms.
Renting bedrooms. Unrelated people.
Yeah.
Like my neighbor across the street. I mean, there's got to be four people that living there. And he's done a real good job renovating the house to turn it basically into a multi roommate kind of a situation. I don't know
the rent is very expensive.
Well, the property taxes are insane. But I don't remember this in the South. I don't remember whole groups of unrelated people all living in the same home, or maybe I was just too young and I didn't realize that it was, you know, was going on. It seems like it's a lot more here in New England, not just New Hampshire, but it's a New England thing.
I saw it occasionally in the South, mostly among older guys, or not younger guys, well, they were older than me, but guys who were like 19 through 22, 23.
Yeah, well, they're still just figuring it out.
Yeah, but once they, you know, hit 24, 25, 26.
They're getting married or having kids, and it was no way you're living with your buddy, who's in the band with you. Does it work?
603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris held a virtual meeting with the President of Guatemala. In that meeting, she said she values the partnership between the two countries. Harris also saying,
"And we want to work with you to address both the acute causes as well as the root causes in a way that will bring hope to the people of Guatemala that there will be an opportunity for them if they stay at home."
This on the news that the President has only checked off 12 of his 26 immigrants. immigration actions he pledged to take during his first 100 days. The United States is announcing plans to provide 60 million AstraZeneca vaccine doses to other countries. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt defending the timing of the vaccine release. He says few shots are still available right now, so there's no real time to be lost. USA Radio News. Police in Minnesota are discussing an incident that had a school on lockdown earlier on Monday. Plymouth Police Chief Eric Fadden saying the incident at Plymouth Middle School began shortly after school started.
They responded within the hallway. No injuries were reported. One person was taken into custody inside the building.
Police not seeking any other suspects. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Americans to isolate and do more things through the internet than ever before. A new Pew study found that 31% of U.S. adults now report they go online almost constantly, up from 21% in 2015. 85% of Americans saying they go online on a daily basis. That figure includes 31% who almost report going online constantly, as well as 48% who say they go online several times a day, and 6% who go online only once a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about different generational conflicts that are happening throughout the United States. These have been going on for a long time. Boomers have it out for millennials. Millennials have it out for boomers. Gen X and
Gen X is just in the middle. We're just like sitting in the middle of the tennis court, right there at the net. And you got the boomers and the zoomers yelling at each other, and we're just like, "Shut up! I hate both of you."
Yeah, but I mean, about right.
But this is just how it works. I mean, every generation, basically, the way I see it. The Xers and the iGen, I think we have a little more in common than, say, the boomers and the millennials, which I think are basically the same people.
Really?
There might be a 20-year gap between them, but they're basically, because every generation rebels against the previous generation. So we're, you know, my generation, actually, I'm right on the cusp. I'm what they call a Xennial, X-E-E-N. Okay. So I'm right there at the millennial and the X dividing line, and I'm both. I feel like I'm, you know, I used to make mixtapes.
Sure.
In a cassette player. You know, I had a record player growing up, but I also had a MySpace page, and, you know, so I mean, it was basically the way I see it. I was analog, and then I was, you know, I moved into the digital age, and I got to see it all. And I think that Ian as well. Actually, a lot of the hosts on this program are right there on the dividing line. For whatever reason, we've all come together. You know, Johnson, Ian,
well,
Johnny
Johnson's
Ray.
Well, Johnson's no longer on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, he would have cried, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, no big loss. He wasn't even on for a whole year anyways. But isn't that crazy that he came back that one night and...
and gave everyone COVID. That's the way I'm choosing to paint it, because we don't really know who the source of this was. For all we know, you know, we invited him back for one day, and the first thing he did was get us all sick.
I don't even know if he was sick. He might have just decided to, because he's a hypochondriac. He might have had a test in the bathroom cabinet there, ready to go. I mean, he's taken a couple, three or four of them a week. By the way, talking about COVID cases, you know what they don't tell you is how many of these are repeats. People taking the test over and over, because there's a lot of hypochondriacs out there.
Sure.
That are deathly afraid of whatever. You know, wash them hands, get some sanitizer on, and 6 feet.
It's nuts that people are so afraid, man. Speaking as someone who has almost certainly had COVID-19, I was never tested, but I did lose my sense of taste or smell, and I did, you know, experience extreme physical exhaustion for about one day. I still can't taste anything or smell anything. I got curry Indian chicken tikka masala today. Brought it here.
That's horrible.
Started to do some work.
That's
just
horrible.
Just can't taste any of it, man.
I hope it's not permanent. Wouldn't that be something?
I'm told 4 weeks is, you know, about the baseline for people regaining their sense of smell and taste. But yeah, still, what are we, 3 weeks later?
I tell
Almost
you what.
Almost 4 weeks later?
The diet companies, you know, selling that diet fad. That's got to be a winner. If you can remove a person's taste so they just don't want to eat anymore, it's just, all right, well, there's no need.
Yeah, I want to go to the Jamaican place and get, you know, the murder fish that I love getting, but I would only feel the heat. I wouldn't taste any of the flavors, and it's very flavorful. It's so depressing, man. I can't taste this monster, can't taste my cigarettes. But I'm fine. Right, and by the way, for those wondering, Johnson, who made this big thing on Facebook about how, you know, we're horrible people or whatever, is also just fine.
Yeah, we're super spreaders.
Yeah, everyone seems to be just fine who had COVID-19. Even the 50-year-old cancer patient who tested positive.
Yeah, walked it off.
Just fine.
Well, I didn't get anything, but, you know.
Evidence suggests that I did not transmit it to anyone, but that's... It would have been difficult for me, too, to do so, considering, you know, I was asymptomatic. Never had a call for sneezes or anything like that as a result of it. But anyway, so generations are fighting, and Zoomers are, they're a peculiar generation. And they don't like millennials any more than they like anyone else.
Yeah, we all hate each other. This is true.
I work with a lot of Zoomers, and they just trash millennials all the time. Blaming us for global warming and stuff like that. I'm like, what are you doing about global warming, dude?
You there on your iPhone.
Yeah.
You're typing away, living in your mom's basement.
I mean, they want to blame millennials for a problem that millennials purportedly became aware of and began trying to fix. But I guess we just didn't do enough.
No.
But they're mentally ill, so screw them, right?
Well, we're going to get into this because this is what a Pew Research Center, the Pew Research Center survey from last year, by the way, found that there are an awful lot of young white girls who have claimed mental disorders. White liberals are significantly more likely than other groups to have a mental health condition, according to a Pew Research Center survey.
According to the people they polled.
Correct. The Pew study, which the Washington Free Beacon notes, was published last year but only gained attention in a recent article, showed that white liberals of all ages were more likely to be diagnosed with a mental health condition than moderates or conservatives, with a disparity particularly pronounced among those ages 18 through 29. So
millennials.
Real young millennials. Correct. So the Zoomers aren't even on this.
So does it mean, like, actually diagnosed, or are they counting self-diagnosis?
Self-diagnosis, and or they were told by their health professional that they had a problem.
Well, it can't be hard to get a doctor to, you know, sign off on saying that you have PTSD, right?
Yeah, that is the way. It's right back to victimhood mentality. It's, you know, I hope that my doctor tells me that I have a problem so I can get a pill. Yeah, Adderall or whatever.
Little pill that makes you numb and makes everything better.
Exactly. Among young white liberals, 46% reported being diagnosed with a mental health condition, a rate much higher than young white moderates, 26%, and young white conservatives, 21%. broken down by ideological identification to an event to an even greater extent. Young white people who identified as very liberal were almost 1.5 times more likely to report mental health problems than those who identified more merely as liberal. The study.
So it's suggesting that the more liberal people are, the more mental illnesses, the more likely they are to have a mental illness.
This is true. And the question
is, and the data backs this up. But again, I'm asserting that most of these people are not mentally ill. They just want to feel special.
Correct. I agree with that 100%. But when you look at the current landscape, who is doing the most clamoring about this COVID nonsense?
The liberals, for sure.
Because it's not conservative. So are they? Chicken or egg? You know, which came first? Did the mental disorders come first, or have they basically put themselves? Have they put themselves out of disorder?
They have.
Constantly living in fear, waking up, thinking they're going to kill themselves or kill grandma at any second. Have they put themselves in this position?
I've got a related story that I want to talk about later about Fauci and what he's saying about masks, because this is mentally ill. This is so stupid that you have to be insane in order to just
listen to
the statement and go along with it. Fauci says something to the effect of, well, if you're outside by yourself, there's probably no need to wear a mask. What do you mean, probably? If you're outside by yourself, there's no one there for you to get sick, and there's no one there to get you sick. There's no probably to it. You are 100% safe not to wear a mask while sitting outside on your back porch by yourself.
Yeah, a whole year of this guy, I saw something in an article just recently, more than 300 TV appearances, and he's on all YouTube, he's on people's podcasts, he's all over the place, and he changes his statement like every single week to something new, changes his story. How can anybody continue to listen to this guy?
I don't know how anyone can hear a statement like that and go, okay, this guy is nuts. What do you think? 603-283-6160. What do you think about Zoomers and their mental illnesses? 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. But if you want to interact with some of the hosts of Free Talk Live in person, well, we're going to be at ForkFest, June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. Check out the unofficial website at forkfest.party, where you can find links to the unofficial Telegram chat and some other stuff, even a forum. Forkfest.party is that website. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Bill calling from here in New Hampshire. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you there, Bill?
Is he muted?
Going once? He is not muted.
Bill, from New Hampshire.
He seems to be gone.
Oh, okay. Call back, man.
He wanted to talk about a renewable energy plan or something to that effect. I don't know exactly what. Unfortunate. So anyway, we're talking about the likelihood of liberals to be mentally ill, according to, I think you said, the Pew Research Institute.
Mm-hmm. And we keep calling them Zoomers. I don't believe that Zoomers are on this list. We're talking young millennials.
What is it?
A Zoomer was born in the late 90s, early 2000s, so they'll be in their
early 20s or
late under
teens.
Teenagers.
Okay.
That would be who the Zoomers are. Or people who are basically hopefully leaving the house, throwing themselves out of the nest, if you will, but know if your Fox report is any indication, they're not even leaving, they're just staying. At least this millennial that we are covering came back. She got out there, saw the world, realized everything costs too much. I'm going to go back and live with mom. That's so much easier. These Zoomers, on the other hand, I doubt they're even leaving in the first place. They're just staying. They're just getting daddy and mommy to renovate the basement, or you know, kick down a wall so they have a little more room to do whatever.
I don't understand why anyone would want that. I prefer independence and freedom, obviously.
Well, we are a different breed, Arya. Of course.
Okay, fair point.
This is all very, very new. We are it's a brave new world of living with mommy and daddy for the rest of your life.
There's nothing brave about that.
Yeah.
It might be new, at least in the United States, but as you were pointing out, you know, this whole thing of moving out and establishing your own
It's an American thing.
I imagine other cultures do it as well, probably in Europe.
Not some of the Mediterranean countries, I don't believe. They're all live. They got the whole, not just mom, dad, and kids. They got cousins, aunts, and uncles, you know, all living under the same roof. It's not strange. This is an American thing for sure. And I don't know when it started. The rebels of, you know, the 60s and whatnot. The flower kids and the hippies and the dippies and the, someone started it. Because it didn't always used to be like this.
It sounds like millennials started it, with 52% of them returning home.
And it might have something to do with the fact that it was so easy to buy your own home. Everything, you know, live in the greatest country on the planet. At least it was. It's starting to suck now. You can't afford anything. But, I mean, I think that might have a lot to do with it. It was just really, really easy to move to a whole different state on your own and then put down roots. Back in the day, not possible. It takes a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot of effort to go start your own thing. But now it's been turned on its head. Now it's harder to start a job. It's harder to buy a house or to build a house, if you even knew how to or you can afford to. I think, definitely Brave New World, it's on its way.
Is there more on this article?
The study also showed that young white females who identified as liberal or very liberal were by significant margins the most likely to report a mental health diagnosis at 56% compared to 28% of young moderate women and 27% of young conservative women.
So half,
more than half.
Somewhere between 25% and 50% of all women are mentally ill?
Liberals.
Yes, but 25% for conservatives, it said, or 26%.
Yeah, but we all know that. Women are crazy.
Yeah, that's essentially what I was getting at. I'm surprised it's not higher.
I'm surprised men are the one who commit more suicides than women's. According to this article, they're all messed up.
Interesting stats on that. Men are more likely to be successful at committing suicide.
Ooh,
because
that's a good point.
Because men tend to go guns.
They carry it through.
Yes, while women tend to do stuff that's not going to be effective,
like cut their wrists or
like cutting their wrists or something like that. Men go, oh no, and they reach for the gun. And so the stats are that they attempt suicide at about the same rates, but men are significantly better
at it. A similar disparity, although less extreme, was also found among young white men, with 34% reporting mental health problems, compared with 22% of moderate white males and 16% of conservative white males. So, quote, I didn't write this thread to mock white liberals or their apparently disproportionate rates of mental illness. You shouldn't either, said Zach Goldberg, the doctoral candidate who consolidated the study's information in a series of visuals and posted them to Twitter. Quote, rather, this is a question that's underexplored and which may shed light on attitudinal differences towards various social policies. In examining Goldberg's thread, EV Magazine, Elizabeth Condra argued that, quote, building resilience, this is what we were talking about earlier about the victimhood thing, building resiliency against hardship is the best weapon against depression and anxiety. Yet progressive ideology forces its followers to wallow in feelings of helplessness and victimhood. Instead of empowering women and minorities with self-knowledge, strength of character, and resilience to hardship, progressivism encourages victims to stay in a place of fear and helplessness, end quote.
I agree with that statement entirely.
The same girl, Condra, stressed that white individuals are usually at the forefront of these movements, whether or not they're the group being adversely affected, but observe that white guilt and savior narratives are pretty much as bad as any genuinely racist agenda because it robs the very group that they're trying to help of their own voice. End quote. So,
it's hard to argue with that.
I can't. But you know what? This is a year old survey. Okay. Is anyone surprised?
No, I'm not surprised in the least, man.
I mean, we all know that liberals are crazy.
Most people are crazy. I mean, really, it's not just liberals when it comes down to it. Most conservatives are crazy too.
Yeah, but they're better at hiding it.
They're better at repressing it, I would say.
When it comes to, it's the whole feelings versus logic argument as well. You know, I'm not a conservative. I do come from conservative roots. A lot of my family members on my father's side are conservatives. A lot of my mom's side of the family are liberals. And you could tell it's like night and day because mom's side, they all talk with their feelings. They're loony. They're all just, I feel this, I feel that, and I act on it. Whereas conservatives are, they're a little more, they're more likely to, you know, they're more fact-driven. And so it's really crazy to me when the liberals are the ones that are like, you got to follow the science, brah. You got to follow the science. What are you, a stupid Neanderthal ape man? You know, that doesn't believe in the science? Put your tinfoil hat back on and flat earther.
The thing about science is it's true whether you believe in it or not. If your science needs me to believe in it for it to be true, then it's not science.
No, it's not. If there's any dogma involved, then it's a religion.
Yes, which incidentally is why I reject string theory.
And if it never changes, if it's concrete, it's not science for sure, because it's always
science is settled. The facts are in.
And of course, that's their argument with Fauci. Of course, Fauci can change his tune every week because the science is never settled. But then
they always say the science is settled.
Yes, they always do.
It's the liberals who are saying that.
And we're going to be underwater in a couple of years. The end of the world is coming in 9 years.
Oh, what?
Greta Thunberg told me.
Didn't it happen in 2007 or something? Is it that when Al Gore said we were all going to die?
They've been saying the glaciers were going to drown us all for the last 100 years. Google it. There are articles from 100 years ago talking about the glaciers melting and New York Harbor being underwater.
Really?
100 years. All right. When's it going to happen?
Well, people love feeling like...
Man, bear, pig. When's it going to happen?
People love feeling like doom is upon us. I don't think it is.
And it drives you crazy. Stop living in fear, liberals. It's making you crazy.
If you're worried about the ice caps melting or any of that, my advice would be to learn to swim. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk 5.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.